A lot of large companies in this country say they support social justice and are proponents of dismantling racism and police brutality. But what happens when it comes to diversity among their own CEOs and boards of directors? Many aren't very diverse, it turns out. And to discuss this, we turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Brandi Riley, parenting influencer and founder of the Courage to Earn community. Ms. Riley, thanks for being with us. You published a piece on LinkedIn titled, Do Black Lives Matter Enough for You to Hire Them for Leadership Positions? Tell us more about what you hope to convey in that piece.
Yeah, you know, with everything that we've been going through over the past, well, just since the beginning of America, but really since in the last week or so, we see a lot of companies jumping on the promotional train. You know, they are wanting to proclaim that they are all about Black Lives Matter. And while the support is appreciated, what would be even more helpful is to see change happen from the foundation of the company, which means putting people of color, putting Black people in positions of leadership so that we can actually begin, like you said, to dismantle the systemic discrimination practices that are happening all across our country.
So what would be a good first step along those lines in that effort?
Yeah, I think a good first step is to first take a little bit of time to educate themselves about what is really going on. You know, I think a lot of companies are rushing to put something out. They feel like they have to do something right now. But I think it's totally okay to say, you know what, we recognize that this is a problem. We aren't extremely versed on how to find a solution. So we need to take some time to first get up to speed on what it is that we need to do. And then second, we need time to plan. After they do that, putting that out, like, that's the thing we need you to promote, not just the Black Lives Matter, but we need to know that you understand that you've been a part of the problem, admit it, and then talk about what you're going to do to affect change.
I can't help but wonder, for some of these large publicly traded companies, what role shareholders might play in sort of prompting some of this conversation.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. And as, you know, over the past few months, I think I have really been, my eyes have been open to people of color who are starting big clubs where they are investing and they are really finding out what the corporations that we're spending their money at, like, they're finding out what it is that these companies believe in. I definitely think that shareholders speaking up and saying, hey, we appreciate what you're doing right now, but you need to do more. And then it's going to be on the companies, it's going to be on the corporations to not just take the feedback at the shareholders meetings, but also to assess it and look at how they can actually implement suggestions that they're getting from the ground.
Well, thank you very much for spending time with us. We've been speaking with Brandi Riley, a blogger and founder of the Courage to Earn community.